Welcome back to Grow, Glow, and Inspire. It's your girl, Karina. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Grow, Glow, and Inspire. I know it's been a few weeks. I am aware. But I think that's, like I think I may have mentioned before, it's just something that is going to happen because I am human. I have other things to juggle. And the podcast is not just like the one thing I have. I feel like if maybe it was the only thing I had, it would be really easy to just prioritize it. But I do try to definitely keep it on my list. I'm going to try to, you know, have more episodes, especially for this upcoming month. But I do have something up my sleeve, so that might change soon. I'll see, you know, if I share or not anytime soon, if we're gonna, you know, if I'm gonna do this or not. But it's just an idea that I have, and hopefully it comes to life. And if it does not, just, you know, stay tuned. But we shall see what happens. You know, I have a little time this rest of the year. Because I am human and I do need time to just reorganize, reestablish, just all the re's above, you know, all the positive things that we need to do sometimes. And I actually did take the semester off of school. I feel like I needed to because I have been doing school just constantly back to back for about 2.5 years now. Which sounds like a lot, sounds like maybe not a lot. I know some people do like the 4 years, like just straight, you know, through. Power to everyone, shout out to everybody. But me myself, I just feel like I have so much going on that I just really needed a break, and I feel like this semester was the perfect time to do it. So I did take that break, so that's why I have a little more time now. Now that I have organized myself a little better, I feel like I will have more time so I can drop new episodes. I have a lot of content I want to share with you guys, and you know, all the feedback you guys give me when I see you in person or when you message me, like, it's really wonderful and it's really great. Thank you so much for tuning in. It really means a lot. You know, I heard someone come up to me and say, hey, I grab my cafecito and I tune in and I'm all caught up, you know, kind of saying like, girl, I need more, you know. And this was a few weeks ago, so that kind of stuck with me and that kind of pushed me right now to like, you know what, you have some downtime right now, let's get it, you know, let's get it. So I am here now, and you know, hopefully I can record some other stuff this week and just kind of drop them next week, just so I can have some more content for you guys. I do owe you guys a few episodes, so I'm gonna work on it, okay? So how was everybody's weekend? I hope you all had a great weekend. Me, I had a phenomenal weekend. I'm very thankful, very blessed. I was able to go to Vegas with my family, and you know, it was just 2 days, but it was the best 2 days we could have spent. You know, it's been a while. My parents work really hard. Sometimes, you know, I'm so busy, it's hard to just kind of go over there and kind of lounge with them. You know, it's hard sometimes. So you know, my brother had some time off and we were like, let's go, let's do it. It was like a last minute kind of pre-planned but last minute thing where we did pre-plan it about a month ago, but we didn't make a decision until like almost last minute. Everything was kind of already set and ready. It was just about like, you know, are we gonna do this or not? So we decided to finally do it, and that was my weekend. It was really, really cool. This is actually the second weekend that I go back to Vegas. So last weekend I was there, and you know, this weekend that just passed, I was there too. Last weekend we were there for the Raider game. You know, we were very lucky to be invited to DJ at the tailgate before the game. And then we were very, very lucky to have been given tickets to go and watch the Raider game. It was a great game. It was going very well. Third quarter, we decided to leave because we know it gets a little crazy, you know, at the games, trying to get out, stuff like that. So we did decide to leave third quarter. We get to our Airbnb, we turn the TV on. Fourth quarter, Raiders are down. We're like, what? They're tied, actually. They're tied and then down. And you know what? It is what it is. And I haven't watched a game after that. So, you know, the game that happened, I believe, yesterday, I didn't watch it because I was out in Vegas and I was just trying to enjoy myself. I watched a little bit of it, though, because, you know, you pass bars and it's on. And it was just not very, you know, a very good game. I mean, for the Raiders again. But you know, it is what it is. But yeah, so I hope you guys had a great weekend. I just got back from Vegas, spent some time out there, and again, it was great, you know. And I sometimes I like to share with people that I go to Vegas with my family, and that does include my parents and my brother, and that's it. We make like a family trip and we go out there, and some people, you know, feel some type of way, or they look at me weird because they're like, why are you going to Vegas with your family, like there's no way. But no, it's actually great. It's a good time, and I feel like as long as, you know, like you are who you are, like you have a good time with your family, like they know who you are, like it's not a big deal, you know what I mean. We had a lot of you know things. There were so many things to do. We did a lot out there. I don't mind, you know, spending time with my family in Vegas. It's actually kind of become a tradition. We go at least minimum once a year. We do like to take at least 2 to 3 trips a year, but this year, this was the first time we've gone in 2 years together. They haven't been in 2 years. I've been Vegas is just my thing, man. I don't know, there's always just something to do, there's always something new. It just never gets old or boring to me, and it's close, and the drive is just like nothing now, so it's just like, you know, it's one of my go-tos. But yeah, you know, and let's see, what do we have going on this week? I don't believe we have too much going on this week again, so I'll have some time to drop some episodes and, you know, kind of catch up with you guys, see what's going on with you guys, and just try to figure out when we can do like something fun. You know, I want to do something fun with you guys. I don't know what it is yet, but I am thinking about it. If you have any ideas, please reach out, message me, and you know, all ideas are welcome. I'm wondering if we should do like a paint night or picture night, or I don't know. You know, right now I'm kind of iffy about having pop-up events, especially in Vista. You know, things have gotten a little more stricter, and I just don't want to I don't want that to affect anybody, you know, that, you know, just works with us and vends with us. So Oceanside, I would have to look for, you know, a location. If you guys know of any locations, or if you have any businesses that are like on private property that we can use, please let me know. I would be happy to do that. You know, I love spending time with our vendors, or with the vendors. I don't want to say our vendors. With all the vendors that we get to work with, all the vendors that like to work with us. You guys are all phenomenal and amazing. And I send my love to every single one of you, and to all of you who show up to our pop-ups. So much love, seriously, like genuinely and humbly and respectfully, like we love every single one of you. Any support is support. Liking, sharing, commenting, you know, that goes a long way for us. So thank you, you know, thank everybody. But with that being said, what topic do I want to talk about today? Okay, I think most of us are past, you know, are 25 and up, I believe. I want to say, I think most people that listen to my, oh nope, that's a lie. I feel like I have all ages, actually, because of who listens to it. So you know what, it doesn't matter, age doesn't matter. But I think it'll apply more to the older generation, like 25 plus, 30 plus, stuff like that. So on our way to Vegas, obviously we have to pass by Bakersfield, right? Or Riverside, Bakersfield. I want to say Bakersfield. And it just, every time we pass by there, like it just reminds me of when I was a teenager. And I remember literally, like, I have these amazing memories of being a teenager. And I don't know if you guys remember DJ Rowdy, and then he created Gotham City out there, which was a, I believe, 16 plus club. That was out there. I know he was like a really great DJ, rest his soul. Unfortunately, he did pass. And this was years ago, but I know he was just like, he was so ahead of his time, because now, like, you know, we know and hear about influencers, and we see the influencer life, stuff like that. But I feel like when he was doing it, he was way ahead of his time, because we didn't really have the title of influencer or understand what that was yet or whatever. But he was definitely one of those people, like, I think if he was still alive right now, he would just be like, wow. He would be like Pauly D. Like, who's Pauly D? You know what I mean? Who would Pauly D? Pauly D B if DJ Rowdy was around, you know what I mean? But you know, unfortunately things happen. But anyway, so he was a great DJ. He was just like growing a big, huge audience. He was you know, you just, people knew who he was. Like, we're out in San Diego County, this is Riverside County, and we knew who he was all the way over here. LA County, like, they just knew him all over. So he you know, had this big ass warehouse, and he created a club, or like a, I don't even know what to call it. I just remember it was popping, and we would go all the way over there just to like party and have a good time. I don't remember if we were 17, 18, maybe 18, 19 already. 17, 18, I don't know, 17, 19, somewhere there. Because I do remember the last time we went. Maybe we started going when we were, I don't know how long we went for, but we went for a few times. So basically this warehouse, right? So you enter, and it was like a huge like DJ hip hop section, you know, where you can just dance your ass off. But then the crazy part is like there were these two doors. I want to say there were two doors. And you keep walking, right? You walk all the way through the hip hop section. You go to these doors, you open these doors, and it's a huge space for just like, I don't know, like EDC type of music, techno. I'm not really sure the name of it. I never really, you know, I just remember people, I remember people shuffling and stuff like that out there, and just like rolling, and just the light shows they would do. And this space was just humongous. Like, it was huge. Me personally, I always stayed on the hip hop side. It was always my type of thing. The music was always vibing. It was popping. It was just like so much fun. It was worth the drive. It was worth the risk, because we would sneak out. Okay, we would sneak out. So me and my two best friends, you know, I think it worked out, because we would all say we were staying at each other's houses, you know, spending the night. And let me tell you, I can only spend the night either at my cousin's family's houses or my two best friends. That was it. Don't ask about anyone else. They are strangers. No, no, no. I don't care. No. You know what I mean? So when I say sleepover, I say that very like, I didn't do it all the time. And it was very, you know, where I stayed, it was very important that it was just either family or, you know, my best friends. So we would kind of, you know, like, hey, we're gonna stay here, hey, we're gonna stay there. And at this time, one of my best friends, I think we all drove at this point, but she's the one that had like a car at that time, like where they would let her borrow it. So I can't believe it. Yes, I am doing this. So she was basically, you know, the driver. And we would just pack her car. I remember it was a Durango, so we would pack the fucking car. I know we were older, because we would take her siblings sometimes. And we would just have a good old time. Like, we would have a good old time. Like, I regret nothing. Like, I don't regret anything. I'm just glad that, you know, God took care of us. You know, he got us there and back safely. And, you know, we never got caught. And, oh, that was so scary. But it was so worth the risk. Like, it was one of the things that I was willing to risk with my freedom. Because my father was very strict. If I did anything he did not like, or if I just, like, didn't listen, if I broke any rules, stuff like that, you know, I had a lot of rules. I had a lot of regulation. I would be grounded 2 months at a time. 2 months at a time. Literally, like, don't ask. Don't you ask me, I'm at another month. Like, he would not play around. So it was worth the risk for me. Like, I was like, fuck it, I'll get grounded 2 months, but I'm gonna have a fucking blast tonight, you know. But yeah, it was just like, you know, we would pass by there, and like I always think of that memory. So it's always a great memory, like memories, because we went so many times over there. And it was just such a good time, you know. We were so careless. We were just like, oh, we were teenagers living our life, you know, just before adulthood and everything. So I think those memories will always, you know, be with us. But basically my point is, I remember telling my parents, finally, I was like, hey, you know, do you guys think it's far out here? And they're like, yeah, kind of. I'm like, oh, okay, well, me, Brittany, and Fernando, we would sneak over here in a car, and we would have it full, and we would come to this place to club and this and that. And they were just listening to me. They're like, cabrona. I fucking got it. It was so funny though, because I'm like, what are you gonna do, hit me? You can't tell me shit anymore. That happened so long ago. But they kind of laugh, you know, they kind of laugh, but they're like, oh my god, like who are you? Like, what the fuck? Like, we're over here thinking you're safe. I'm like, I was safe technically. I mean, as safe as I could be. And plus, they always had so much security there. Like, it was just always like, it was fine, you know, it was fine. At least nothing crazy happened when we were there. Yeah, little fights here and there, you know, broke out, but it's like everywhere, right? But yeah, like, so, like, what are some memories that you kept from your parents, or something you never got caught up with that you did, like, sneak out, take their car? Like, what was it that you can now tell your parents and, you know, nothing's gonna happen, but they are gonna give you shit about it. Like, bro, what the feck? I just think it's good memories to think about, you know? Memories are nice, and, like, sometimes you just gotta go there and just kind of remind yourself, like, I did what I wanted to do, like, it was worth it. Some things probably were riskier than others. Some things we should not have done, you know, but, you know, we're just very lucky that we were taken care of, because, oh my god, I'm not gonna say I was a bad kid. I was definitely not a bad kid. Like, I never had bad intentions, but I did like to have fun. I did like to party. Like, every weekend we would be out partying. And I know I said my dad was strict, so I had to be really good. I had to have really good grades. I had to, like, earn my, you know, going out. And, you know, the older I got, the more freedom I had. So this, you know, my partying was once I was a little older. But I think he understood, because I think I started having parties when I was 12. Like, when I turned 12, I remember having this really sick party, and we had a garage at that time. And he let me get a DJ, and because it was his friend's son, and he was just starting to DJ. He said, hey, you know, he'll DJ for you. I'm like, hell yeah, that's sick, you know. So he let me put the garage, like, halfway down, you know, lights off, you know, just DJ lights and smog. And, like, I remember having, like, tables outside. Like, I think we got pizzas and cake and stuff. Like, I don't know, but I remember, like, 12 was, like, the first party that I had. And I think I had a party every year after that. Like, I really like to party, you know, but that doesn't mean anything else. Like, it doesn't mean, like, oh, just because I party, I'm gonna go do drugs and, like, you know, be reckless and, you know, be crazy with boys and stuff. Like, it had nothing to do with that. All I wanted to do was just have fun, party with my friends, listen to good music, dance my ass off. I remember I loved to dance. I still do, you know, I actually still do. But yeah, that was my shit, you know, just having parties, going to parties, partying. I loved it. I absolutely loved it. I loved the party scene. And I remember, like, oh my god, all the house parties back then. Like, who remembers those house parties? Like, they were the shit. They were the shit. And it was funny because you would go to all the parties and you would literally see everybody from school. Yeah, it was really interesting now looking back, and I'm like, man, they don't have parties like they used to anymore. And I think I'm gonna bring it back. I need to find, you know, once I have my own space, stay tuned for my parties. I will let you guys know. It will be invite only, but I will be probably wanting to throw, like, a sick ass house party. Oh my god, bring it back, you know? But yeah, guys, I just kind of wanted to have, like, a fun episode today. Like, I know sometimes I'm very serious, or just, like, the topics I talk about, you know, they're, like, a lot about healing and just moving forward, and just, you know, I try to be positive with it. But I feel like today I wanted to be a little fun and just kind of take you back and, you know, enjoy your memories. Like, that's what you got, you know, what you're building is what you have. And we should be able to enjoy that and remember and reminisce and just, you know, think back and, like, heal and just have a good time, you know, have better days ahead of us. And I know it starts with us. It's about perspective. It's about moving forward and, you know, just enjoying your life. So these memories are amazing memories that I will always hold with me, and sharing them with my parents have been very interesting. I don't even want to record them because they're just so personal, and, like, their reaction is priceless. So it's so priceless. And I do remember asking my parents, or telling them. I remember my two best friends were in town, Fernando lives here, Brittany was in town, and we were chilling with my parents at their home. And I remember telling my parents, like, man, like, we were good kids, like, you know, you guys got very lucky, like, we weren't, like, crazy or anything. And my parents literally looked at each other and laughed, and they're like, who was a good kid? I'm like, we were good kids. We literally, like, me, Brittany, and Fernando looked at each other, and we were so confused, because we're like, what do you, like, I thought I was a great kid, like, you know, like, why are you guys laughing? They're like, you guys were not good kids. You guys were, like, you guys were good kids, like, at heart, but you guys were freaking desmadrosos, cabrones, and this and that. We're like, what? We literally were so confused, because I'm like, excuse me, like, I don't recall none of this, you know. But I mean, like I said, looking back, the only thing we really liked to do was party. And, like, my best friend Brittany, like, her family's always been very, like, so down to earth. So, like, I don't know, they love to party, so like I fit right in. Like they would have parties all the time. They were like the cool aunts and uncles and parents, you know, like they kind of like, you know, whatever you're gonna do in the house, just, but you can't leave, like you gotta be here, you know. They would still like keep an eye on us and stuff, and obviously like, you know, just be careful, we're right here, like don't do anything too dumb. And if we had to get checked, we would get checked, you know. But like I said, I thought we were pretty good about it because we never really got checked. They were always cool about it. They saw how, you know, we had control of the situations, and they would let us have parties. They would party with us. They would always have parties. Like, it was just the best fucking time. And it was cool because, like I said, my parents would let me stay there. So it was perfect. You know, we would party all night, sleep all morning, and then I would be able to go home. And I remember one time my parents did show up randomly on a Sunday, and oh my god, that time I got way too fucked up, like way too fucked up. Like I remember I was green, yo, like I don't even remember what the fuck we drank, but I was green. And I remember like going up to my friend Brittany, my best friend Brittany, and I was like, dude, like I don't feel good, like do I look green to you? She's like, bitch, you are green. So like she was giving me like everything. She was giving me like Sprite, she was giving me Gatorade. I think she even fed me white rice just to like, you know, help me out. That day my parents decided to show up randomly like around 11, like 11-ish. They wanted to go to church. They didn't call me, nothing. They just like rolled up. They're like, let's go, we're going to church. I was like, bro, no. That was instant regret, definitely, because I'm like, I'm about to get caught. Like, why did I drink so much? I'm so stupid. Like, I was just, like, already, I was nervous. I was scared. I was sweating. I was shaking. I was like, fuck. And I remember going out there, like, I tried to compose myself and, like, kind of hold it all together. And I remember going out in sweats and just, like, looking all raggedy, my hair up. I was like, bro, like, I can't go to church with you guys. Like, I literally just rolled out of bed, you know? Like, I looked like crap. And my mom's like, I don't care. Get in the car. We're leaving. And I was like, really, like, I can't go to church with you guys like this. Like, I will go any other time, you know, but, like, today is just not the day. Like, I literally am in sweats. Like, no, I can't. I haven't showered. Like, I cannot. They gave me such a hard time. And I think, you know, they're not stupid. So it was just one of those, like, really scary things where I think this one time they let us slide and they left me there. But I think I did get grounded. I did get grounded that time. But it was cool because when I couldn't go out, my friends can come over, you know what I mean? Like, I think that's the one thing, like, he would just, like, kind of let that slide, but I couldn't, like, really go out. I couldn't ask for permission to go out. Like, if I was grounded, I was grounded. But, like, I think every now and then he would let, like, Brittany or Fernando come over for a little bit and then just be like, all right, guys, you guys gotta go. A little after and stuff like that. But just, I don't know, like, thinking back, like, man, we had good times. I'm kind of glad, like, it kind of sucks that we didn't have like Instagram stuff like that, only because I really like having memories of shit that I do. So I know it would have been so amazing to have these memories, but at the same time I'm glad because the shit that we used to do, kids do not do anymore. And like I look at kids that are 12 now and I'm like, they're so tiny, like they're so still like they're children, like what the hell is wrong with this, you know? But again, I think it goes back to the one of the last episodes I made, that, you know, we had to deal with a lot. We had to grow up fast. Like our generation just really had to be adults young. But you know, with having to be an adult, you know, we got to do adult things because that's what we like to do. We like to party. And yeah, that's what we did. We fucking love to party, and up to this day I think I still like to party. I slowed down a lot, definitely, because I know, I think when I hit 21, like we went in, we would go out every weekend, like literally every weekend I was in downtown. Because I like to party, I like to dance, I like to, you know, have a good time. And I think after that I was kind of like, okay, I slowed down a lot. So like now even if I go to Vegas, like I don't go out to party, like I don't go to the clubs or stuff like that. I'll go to bars. You know, if we get an Airbnb, we'll cook there, we'll chill, you know. If we go to the strip or to downtown, we'll get some drinks, obviously. You know, maybe I'll go to something like maybe like Senor Frogs or like Charlie something. It's inside Flamingo. Charlie's, I think, something like that. Like places like that, you know what I mean? But like clubs, like no, like I'm good, at least for now. Maybe one of these days I'll like be up for it. But I don't know, for now I think I'm good. But it's just, you know, just a little reminder with this episode to enjoy your life. Like, I know we got shit going on. I know we have to adult. I know we have to get shit done. But, like, every now and then, like, have fun, dude. Like, once, twice a month, like, it's not gonna hurt you. You can, like, from having zero fun to, like, once or twice a month, that's so doable, you know? I don't know. You have to make it a priority. You have to make it a priority and prioritize yourself and do something good for you, you know, something fun for you, something where you're like, oh, I'm alive, you know, I'm living. It's not just like adulting. It's not routine, something out of, you know, the routine, something out of the ordinary, just something that's gonna, you know, put a little pep in your step where you're like, man, that was fun. Like, I would do that again, you know, just live it up a little bit. But yeah, guys, with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and wrap this episode up. I hope you guys had fun listening to my little stories. Let me know if you want more story time. I have so many stories, dude. Like, it's really insane. And, you know, I have good stories. We're going to stick to the good. We all have good stories, bad stories, but let's just stick to the good for the sake of these episodes, for the sake of this podcast. And just, you know, I hope you guys get to have some fun this month before it ends, if you haven't. And yeah, again, I appreciate every single one of you. Happy beginning of the week. I hope the rest of the week is amazing for you all. And let me know what you guys are doing this weekend. Message me, text me. If you see me in person, let me know what you thought about this episode. Was it fun? Was it boring? Do you want to hear more stories? What's up? Let me know. Tune in. And yeah, talk to you guys soon. Thanks again. I hope you have a beautiful rest of your week. And stay tuned for upcoming episodes.